I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Got a 3-man Junks team on this open line Thursday. Cakes at his house. JP and Jason in the studio in D.C.
How many years have you been in that house, Cakes?
Bought this house in spring of 2003.
Oh, almost 20 years.
Nearly 20 years. Yes, correct.
When are you going to sell that blicky?
I don't know.
And make
make
some cash.
That's a great question.
Why would he sell it?
Why?
Or take advantage of the market.
He's never going to sell it. He's got his in-laws living like a mile away. His other sister-in-law living like a mile away.
Everybody's centrally located.
Yes.
I like this house. I hate the street that I'm on. There's no chance I'm going to retire in this house. Zero. This house will be on the market at some point. TBD. At a time to be determined. Later.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully when I've paid off the entire house or pretty close to it.
Right.
That's the goal. Knock on wood.
The market right now is unbelievable.
The market's great.
You should see some of the houses in my neighborhood they set the sales price at, let's just say, $880.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting $950, $960, $970. They're getting 10 to 12 to 15 offers. I mean, it's just nuts.
That is nuts. I mean, and those prices are in a different stratosphere than what I believe this house would go for.
It's all relative. But
yeah.
I mean, let's just say you put your house on the market for, I don't know, $600. I mean, if you lowballed it a little bit, you'll probably get 10 offers.
Probably right.
Same thing's going on in my neighborhood, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting like $100 over what they think.
Right.
It's absurd.
I know.
There's no reason.
People are just going nuts for new homes. I always tell myself, maybe I should take advantage of this.
Maybe you should.
Because what happens if the market dips 25% in 2 years for whatever reason? I'll be very bitter.
You'll be salty that you missed out on your opportunity.
Yeah. But I get it. I mean, you got to go somewhere. If you sell, you got to go somewhere, and you're going to pay that much more for whatever house you move to.
If your house dips 25%, then the new house you're moving into is 25% off.
Yeah, I know.
Most likely. Unless you're moving into a red-hot market.
Where would you put all your stuff, Jason? Your house has a lot of stuff. You're
going
to have to get like a bigger house.
It's called Goodwill.
Yeah.
It's called giving it away and or throwing it away.
Yes. We were cleaning out our garage yesterday. Oh, my gosh. We're throwing so much stuff out. Actually, I could actually walk in my garage yesterday more than 5 steps without bumping into something.
Look at that.
That's a bonus. That's a life hack.
And I told my wife that. I said, look, after the holidays, once the girls go back to school, that's what we're doing. It's a declutter month of January.
I need to do that too. And I don't have really much clutter, but because of my mom passing away, I've inherited certain things that I was encouraged not to throw away. And what am I going
to
throw
them away?
It?
I can tell. You're
what am I
going to
do with
them?
No, I think I might do like a Facebook marketplace bit.
Oh,
something like that.
That's the lowest of the low.
Cakes, what am I going to do?
Literally, my wife sometimes will show me like what people are putting on like the local marketplace. It might not be through Facebook, but it's like
right.
a neighborhood bit, like where they're putting old Tommy Horse Camp TVs and
right.
trying to sell them for $30
no.
or old pots and pans.
Right. I'm not dumping that. And actually, that's I was recommended. I've mentioned this before. I just don't know what to do with these Baccarat glasses that I was told not to put as part of, like, just to get rid of it because right. they're worth like $5,000 or something like that.
$5,000.
I just don't know where to get. How do I, you know, not get bilked out of that?
Yeah.
And there's
know.
Some like auction house that I could maybe use. But also, Cakes, I don't have one. I don't have two. I have three sets of China.
What
am I going to do with that?
No. That's very expendable. Like, if you find somebody that wants to buy that,
right.
you sell that for, this is a cliche, pennies on
I
the dollar.
You were going there.
You just want to get rid of it because it's just taking up space. Like, you're never going to use it. When are you ever going to use the fine china?
I also have silver.
Okay.
Get rid of that.
Hold on, wait. Are you talking about, like, silver, like, utensils?
Correct.
So you have like silver forks and silver spoons?
Yes.
Well, I knew you had silver spoons when you went to that fancy middle school when you were
okay.
a kid.
Live right down the street from you. I'm sure I lived a different lifestyle.
Oh, you didn't? You took multiple trips to Europe and Puerto Rico and went to a middle school where they played polo. I'm sure you didn't grow up in a different economic stratosphere.
I'm sure.
Get out of town.
A different economic stratosphere.
Your parents own multiple properties.
I lived five houses away from you.
It doesn't matter. I could be living five houses down from a multimillionaire here. You wouldn't know it. Mm-hmm. There's somebody's worth $10 million that lives in a relatively modest house.
Right. They just got eight houses.
My last time I checked, my parents didn't have rent out multiple properties. Didn't own a place in Puerto Rico.
They invested, Cakes. Did we ever have a fancy car?
No, you drove beaters, but right. you had money elsewhere. You had your money stashed elsewhere.
It's funny because in my neighborhood, on my street, there are people, guys on my street that are on another level financially.
Right.
But there are certain guys who have a lot of money, but they don't really care about their cars. And there are right. certain guys who have a lot of money. That's all they care about are their cars.
Right. They care about the toys.
I mean, my one neighbor, all he does, he buys a new car every year.
Hopefully buys it from Lindsay, my friends at Lindsay.
And they ain't cheap.
Right.
But the guy across the street from him has got a bunch of money. He doesn't even care. I mean, he's got, you know, standard cars.
It is weird, right. man. I have a neighbor.
But he's got a lake house that's about $1.5 million.
I have a neighbor
nice
that I've just gotten to know, and he has a and I'm not a car guy, so I don't know what cars are worth, but I looked it up.
Yeah.
He has a McLaren in his garage.
Okay.
I looked it up. Like $450,000.
He's got a Terry.
Why is he living on my court?
Terry.
A Terry. Yeah, no, that's nuts. I could never spend money like $450,000 on a car. Could never do it. Even if I had it, I wouldn't buy it.
No, that's absurd. That's
maybe he has a Nubs one. I don't know.
He's got a knockoff McLaren.
I have no idea, dude. It's just a super expensive, fancy car.
Right.
Hey, by the way, Cakes, do you know what starts tomorrow?
Hold on. Tomorrow, what's the date?
The 21st, right?
February 21st. I need a hint.
Money TV show.
Oh, Ozark.
Correcto.
I'm
going to binge that Blicky all weekend long.
I need to free up my TV schedule. I need to find more room.
How deep are you in Succession?
Man, I'm burning through. My wife and I are burning through those episodes. I believe we're now on season, dose, mm-hmm. episode 9.
And when did you start?
I don't know, like a month ago?
That's not that bad.
Wasn't that long ago.
So that's not even really an episode.
You know what?
Day.
I might have to do. My wife loves Succession, by the way.
It's very good.
I might have to go back and watch the final episode of season 3 because I just kind of forgot how it all ended and what happened in that episode.
Are you talking about Ozark or Succession?
Ozark, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Just go to more, dude.
I remember the lawyer got popped.
See, Jason, you always struggle with technology, but if you just, on your Netflix, and you punch up Ozark,
mm-hmm.
usually there'll be episodes and there'll be more. Mm-hmm. When you click on more, there'll be trailers or recaps of each season.
Yeah, click on DJ.
Yeah, okay, all right, maybe I'll do that. But my point is, I just completely forgot what happened in season 3. So I'm going to have to go back and watch the more.
You don't even need to go click on the DJ. You need to, as soon as season four starts, they're going to give you like a 2.5 minute recap, and you're good. You'll be all caught up.
You won't. Which kind of sucks. It's only 7 episodes.
Yeah, but then they're taking a break, and then there's
7 more later in the year.
Yeah, 14 blickies coming out.
But that's tomorrow, my
friend.
And
it's the final season, right?
I don't know.
Believe so. Yes.
Are you an Ozark guy, JP?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And like I said, I'm back with the girlfriend. I'm back with TV.
Bateman's my guy.
After like a 4-month layoff, concentrating on the book.
The show that I feel like I should be watching that I'm missing out on, that I think my wife and I have tried multiple times, just haven't gotten into, Billions.
That's really good.
It looks really good, but we've sputtered on it twice. Mm. Now I just feel like I can't re-engage with it. I feel like it's dead to me.
There's
well,
just
it's
too
dead
much
to me
there.
Because I don't have Showtime anymore.
I mean, come on, stop being a squeaker. It's like $9.
Oh, it adds
throw
up.
It
my
on the package.
You got to draw the line somewhere, Cakes.
Nah, I don't draw that many lines. I just buy. I'm just a consumer. I'm the ultimate consumer over here.
So this week, this weekend's going to be NFL playoffs for me and Ozark.
And don't forget the American Express Goff.
Correct.
That's going to be
That'll be today. Yeah, I'll be watching that today.
Right.
You guys are back in the pool.
Oh, yeah. I got to pick my golfers before, I think, like 11:20 Eastern time.
Didn't you lose a ton of money in that golf pool last year, Cakes?
Lose a ton of money? No.
I mean, it's the 300 again.
300, if you consider that a ton of money, which I don't consider a ton of money after losing in the high-stakes fantasy league.
Okay.
That's a ton of money.
Yeah, it was a bad year for me in fantasy, too. I didn't win $1.
2021. It's physically impossible for me to have a worse fantasy year than 2021. I didn't come close in anything. I didn't contend in Jackola.
I was with you.
It was a horrendous year.
I know.
Chart did this. Bleep, right down to the bottom.
5 fantasy leagues for me. These were pro leagues, NFL leagues. 5, I didn't win $1. Didn't even win not
weren't
one
you in
side
the playoffs pot. In like 3 of them? I remember you telling Dave Richards.
I was, but I didn't. You had to get to the championship. Or I'm sorry, you had to get to the semifinals to win at least, I don't know, $100 or something like that. And I didn't make it. Didn't win $1.
First round exits.
Yep.
You were the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, one of them I did advance, but they only paid the top 2. So it was just a poor league. It was a poor, I didn't like the rules. I'm out.
It was the league's fault.
Yeah, I don't like that. Breakdown, you got to spread it out a little bit more.
I need to do way more commercial reads in 2022. To finance my fantasy football addiction.
Yeah, but you'll be
forward.
Back in it.
Of course, not quitting.
But I mean, you're going to be back in the high stakes, 100%.
Of course I will be.
Yeah, you are addicted to that.
I gotta win that money back. Got to get that money back where it belongs.
Yeah,
over here.
I agree with you. I might even enter more leagues next year.
I think you should. Not next year. This year.
This year, yeah.
This year, it's already upon us.
I might go 7. Instead of 5.
Why not just do a round, do 10. Do 10 leagues. You love leagues.
I do.
You love opening up your notebook and jotting down.
That's all I think about.
Chicken scratch.
That's all I think about. Every single day, all I think about is, all right, what games am I going to wager on today?
Almost every day, I see Jason unpack his backpack, and he always brings out like a spiral notebook that we would have used like in 8th grade, and he flips it open. And he writes in it like Kevin Spacey did in 7. You can't even read it.
There it is right here.
There it is.
Got to put it a little closer to your nubs camera.
All right, hold on. Let me see.
A little higher.
There it is right here.
There you go.
So these are my NFL fantasy rosters right here. Right? I have 2 entries in this league, and here's another one.
I mean,
hold on. Here are my golf pool entries. See?
Very good.
There's the Sony and there's the American
Express.
All right,
let me see. You're going big dogs today? You're going Cantlay and Rahm?
No, that's another league.
Okay.
In the slider, I'm doing this. Hold on.
All right, hold on. Let me see who I can fade.
Slider.
I want to see who to fade today.
Right.
So you're going Wolf and Answer?
Yeah.
All right, not picking those
How
dogs.
Hard would it be for Jason to like use an Excel spreadsheet?
Well, Excel spreadsheet.
Impossible.
I mean, that's 20 years old, and it's still
I understand, but he's still,
outdated.
Like he said, he immediately said impossible.
Right. No. He likes his system. He's got his system.
Yeah.
I respect that he's got his system.
He's been a paper guy since paper? The first ever fantasy league that I was a part of was a rotisserie baseball league in 1994 when I was starting law school, and Jason kept the stats by hand, writing down the numbers,
that's what you had
adding
to do.
Them up.
Yep, that's how I was raised, my friend.
I think my first NFL fantasy league was when I was still at Toys R Us, and my quarterback was Jeff George. And you had to look in the newspaper box right. scores to figure out who won games.
Yep.
We've made so much progress.
Well, that's what Jason did. And then halfway through the season in like June or July, right. he was like, this is too
it's
hard.
Too much.
Season's right. done.
Right. That was the baseball league. Yeah, I said, I can't do it anymore.
And I remember I was in Philadelphia, and the way we, back then, Cakes, you detest waivers.
Oh,
but for
gross.
Pickups, it would be an order, and I'd be waiting for like days for Horsey to make his addition.
Those are the good old days,
to
my friend.
Like Pudge Rodriguez or something.
We're in such a better place in 2022. There's no doubt about it.
100%.
All right, got to take a break. Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals, he's going to join us at 8:45. But when we come back, we will do your pal Cakes' entertainment page next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. In just a little over 20 minutes, Lars Eller from the Caps will join us at 8:45, and we'll talk NFL playoffs with Jason Locke and Fora, Odyssey NFL insider, you know, from CBS Sports as well.
I want to get JLC's fatties for the week.
You going to get his picks?
Yeah, absolutely. All four games.
All right, so Jason Locke and Fora joining the show at 9 a.m., time now for the entertainment page. In EB's absence, I will lead us through the EP. We talked about it earlier, modeled today's game show after it. Jeopardy is shaking it up. They are adding some analytics to the mix. They will now be releasing daily box scores on players' performance in Jeopardy. Valdez, you're the big mark. How high are you on this? How much do you like it? Is it too much?
It's not for me.
It's not for you.
I will just be enjoying Jeopardy and Amy's run, but I will not be keeping track of buzzers and questions answered.
So you're just the Jeopardy purist. This is unnecessary.
I have learned that the buzzer is the most important part of Jeopardy, is that there is kind of an indicator, and you got to be buzzing right with the indicator to get through.
So is it smart strategy to like always buzz in and just hope that that you're dialed in, or that just is going to detract from your points, obviously, if you miss? What's the strategy there?
I'm not exactly sure of the strategy. I just know that these people are butt smart, and a lot of the times that if a person has a nub score, it's because they're not quick with the buzzer.
Right.
And what's
They didn't grow up playing video games.
Okay.
What's up with this Amy girl? What's her strength? What's her deal?
She's butt smart. She just she answers everything.
Where does she compare to Holzhauer?
Well, she just crossed over the $1 million threshold. She's in the top three contestants of all time.
Ooh.
How long has she been winning? What's her streak?
I think it's 34 days, 35 days.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
And what's her win total so far in terms of money?
Oh, it's like 1.2 million. Yeah, 1.2 million.
Mm. Now,
that's a good run.
What has Holzhauer done post Jeopardy? Have you been keeping up with his exploits? What has he gotten into post Jeopardy?
I have not been tracking his career post Jeopardy.
Jennings is part of other game shows too, right? I forget what that one is. It The Chase or something like that. I've seen him on one of those shows.
Do not know.
All right.
By the way, it seems like almost all of the game shows that debut like in prime time lately, like within the last 5 years, they just fizzle. Unless I'm just missing a giant one.
No, you know what you know what everyone sleeps on the game show is Beat Shazam. That's butt fun.
I've seen that. That's Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, with Jamie Foxx and his daughter.
I don't know how
they get these songs in one note.
All right,
it's amazing.
0.8 seconds. They know the song.
They're savants.
It's incredible.
But Cakes can do that with metal. We've played that game many times after the show.
I am maybe the world's foremost expert in hair metal tunes. Eddie Trunk's got me beat.
All right, here.
I'm up there.
By the way, Jason Holzhauer and Jennings part of The Chase.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about The Chase.
All right, here, Cakes. Name the artist.
Right. Now, here's the thing. In Beat Shazam, the curveball is you have to get the title exactly correct. Like, if you're off by, like, a letter, or if you don't put, like, if it's nothing instead of nothing, like, you miss the question if you don't get it 100% correct. They're very persnickety.
All right, well.
We're not that strict.
Yeah, we're not that strict around here, Cakes.
The bar has been lower.
This is Beat Valdez.
All right, here, Cakes. Let's see how quickly you can get this.
All right, but what am I going to use to buzz in?
Just scream it.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Why is that not working? All right, hold on. I'm sorry. I just ruined it. False start. All right, here you go.
Cakes. Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills.
You're right.
Of course I'm right.
He's just a genius.
He knows.
Well, it's got to be metal. That's the problem.
That was several notes.
It was a few notes. Yeah, give me non-metal version.
Now, all right.
Keep it rock, though, if you can. Going into the old man machine. Cakes.
All right.
That's, is that Cinderella?
It's Cinderella.
That's, what's the name of the song? This is metal. This is hair metal. I should know this. Can't tell what you got till it's gone.
That's correct. You're 2 for 2, Cakes.
Silly. It took me a little while.
Well, those are the Miller Lights at night.
They're killing my brain cells.
Is that all he's listening to?
All right, give me one more.
All right, I'll give you one more.
All right, I got to keep my brain sharp.
All right, what about this one?
All right. Cakes. Horrible. I never, ever want to hear it again. Ever, ever, ever.
I think I know this one. Is that
ahead,
Unskinny
JP.
Bop?
Yeah, it's Poison Unskinny Bop.
I mean, I love Bret Michaels. I love Bret Michaels. Hold on. I think I've yet to frame this picture. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see here. There it is. Look at this. Look at my guy, Bret Michaels. Look at that.
Look at the young Big O and the young Cakes.
Look at that silly
picture. Look how skinny Cakes was.
I know. Look at that silly picture.
Cakes doesn't have a full beard there. It looks like he got a little stubble, but...
That is your idealized version of
what
old
year
Johnny
was that?
Cakes.
What year was that?
I think this is 2007.
Okay, so
15 years ago.
Is that your prime right there? 36,
now let me see your face.
Old?
Let me see your real face now. Yeah, it looks about 15 years ago. Maybe a little
Hold
bit
on.
Longer.
Let's go. Silly idealized version? Today version.
That is a good picture, though.
Yeah, this might be a top 5 picture of your pal Flakes over here.
You just have it sitting there?
It's in my office desk. It's in my drawer here.
You should be framed up.
What I'm else is frame in the drawer? It.
Oh, you know, I have the ticket stub, I think, for this silly concert, too. Hold on. Because I planned on framing it, but I haven't done it yet. And that was in 2007.
It's going no, there with the picture of you and Jason with Robert Smith.
God, I wish I had that.
You know what?
That was a great picture.
I still need to get that film developed.
You have the film.
I have it somewhere.
Why don't you hand it over to somebody already?
Who's going to develop an old canister of film from like 20 years ago?
You could definitely get that done.
I mean, I guess, but where would you even go to get
Google
that done?
It.
He doesn't think about it.
I just don't think. I think
at 10 o'clock, he's not going to be thinking about that picture.
Here's what I'm thinking about. I'm trying to think who Logan Roy is going to determine is the next CEO of Waystar Royco. Valdez, I need to know these things.
Is that Succession?
Well, I'm ahead of you, so I can spoil it.
Right now, it's between his daughter, Siobhan, and Holly Hunter's character. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. But this is a thing that kind of consumes my brain.
We
my
need to log.
Brain.
I know we said it.
Yes.
You're binge watching, but just log the hours.
I think I get a bad rap about watching too much TV. But here's the thing. After I'm done like eating dinner, what do I do every night after I eat dinner before I go to sleep? I watch TV.
I get it.
It's my go-to. It's my wind down, like chill, like about to fall asleep. I watch TV before bed. Right. I don't think that's crazy.
And you're watching it in your bedroom, correct?
In the bedroom.
You don't have
of the
any
time.
Side hustles, right. Any side projects.
Side
no
hustles.
No real hobbies.
You know what it is, Cakes? And JP shames us for watching all of this TV.
No, but I'm jealous.
We just have a better memory than JP.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is. We just remember stuff better.
Yeah.
Our brain isn't mush.
That Prevagen's working for you guys.
Well, I have a silly memory. Now, it's selective, but I think even as I've gotten older, I my memory is still pretty good. My hearing's hurting, but my memory, I think, still pretty solid.
Look, I watched several hours of TV last night, and like you said, it was all after dinner. It actually was kind of all after 8 o'clock. It was mostly Wizards and NBA game time. But
Right.
And then you went to bed at 11 or 11:30.
Keep going.
Oh, man, that's just so freaking late.
I told you I'm in a bad cycle. When you take a nap and you wake up like at 4 p.m.,
right.
Not good.
Well, I know what you're going to be watching in a few weekends. It's called the AFC Championship. I think that's the end of January, like the 30th or 31st. Mm-hmm. So Jim Nantz is going to be calling the AFC Championship. We're not sure where it's from at this point, obviously, because we need the games to play out. But he's also going to be calling the Farmers from the site of the AFC title game.
Wow.
Here's how scared everybody is of the NFL and the programming and the ratings juggernaut that it's turned into. So the PGA has shifted the schedule of the Farmers Insurance Open. They're saying to themselves, well, we're not going to compete with the NFL on an NFL championship Sunday. So the Farmers is going to start on Wednesday, and it ends Saturday with a primetime finish on the East Coast.
Wow.
So Nancy... Obviously,
that's never happened before.
He's going to be at the site of the AFC title game, so he is going to call the golf action from a production truck at the stadium.
So he's going to call it from Kansas City
or
Tennessee
or Buffalo.
Right.
But is it really that much different than being on the site? Because when they're on the site, at best, the guy like Nantz is seeing one hole. Right? Everything else they're really watching on.
Yeah, he
cameras.
Bounces around. He's got monitors. He's kind of bouncing around from hole to hole on the monitors. Yeah.
Right. Like it's not that different.
When he was nice enough to invite us into the truck when he was you know, in Maryland, I don't know how many years ago that was.
That was a congressional. That was Tiger's tournament.
Valdez, update me on the sponsor of that event. I'm trying to get the name of it correct. Was that a Quicken Loans?
Might have been.
That might have been. But it was Tiger's tournament.
Yeah, so he was nice enough to invite us into the truck while he was doing the call on TV. And he was just, you know, situated at whatever hole it was.
He might be in town again because isn't Avenel hosting the Quail Hollow? What was the Quail Hollow tournament?
Used to be the Wachovia, probably the Wells Fargo.
Yeah, the Wells Fargo. That's what it is. Avenel's hosting the Wells Fargo. That used to be at Quail Hollow.
That's this year, correct?
That's this year.
Yeah.
So you guys could hang out with Nancy again.
But they've never done that before where they move the tournament from Wednesday to Saturday.
Well, it just all
they've adjusted the entire schedule to be finished at the end of August versus going through September, so they don't battle the NFL regular season. Look, but I don't think they've ever moved a tournament up a day.
Well, they know that 40-plus million people are going to be watching the NFL on a Sunday.
Oh, it's smart.
During Championship Sunday. So, yeah, it makes all the sense in the world to shift back, end on Saturday night, dodge the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You get that primetime audience. It's just funny that Nance is going to be calling it from, you know, Tennessee or Buffalo or
But why
Kansas
can't
City.
He call it from San Diego and jump on a private and fly that day to that night to wherever he's got to go?
Well, I think those guys show up. They don't just show up the day of. I mean, they're generally a few days in advance.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, just for that specific tournament, I don't know why he couldn't be able to just – I mean, he's been doing it forever. I mean, he can do it in his sleep.
Yeah, he's a grizzled old vet. He could just pop in the production truck, and it's like he's
– They should bring Romo with them.
They probably should. Be a good bit.
Now, who's doing – what game is he – oh, so he's doing the Buffalo-Kansas City game this week. Right? Nancy and Romo doing the Buff Kansas City.
Yes. So.
Yeah. And then are Buck and Aikman doing the Tampa LA game or the San Francisco Green Bay game?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Actually, you know what? They're doing the San Francisco Green Bay game because the LA Tampa game is an NBC game. Pretty sure. Hello?
Yes.
No reaction from the crowd?
I'm trying to find my next story.
What game Joe Buck is doing?
Okay, I was asking a question. Anyway, I'm sorry,
Jason. I know that you're interested in Hollywood's latest power couple, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Machine Gun Kelly's weird. We know that she's weird too. Apparently, he put thorns on Megan Fox's engagement ring so that, quote, if she tries to take it off, it hurts. It's kind of weird. They're very much a PDA couple, and this is just the latest in a long line of weirdness between the two of them.
Yeah, that is very strange. They're thorns on the ring.
Apparently so.
Digging into the skin.
That's correct.
So she pulls it this way. That's stupid. And you're right, she is stupid for liking Machine Gun Kelly.
But why is he weird? I know he has a bunch of tattoos. Can you give me more info on why he's weird, Cakes?
No.
He just told
you. I don't have any deeper file.
You said something like everybody knows he's weird.
He wants to inflict pain on his fiancé.
He's just kind of weird looking.
He's a rock star. What do you mean, why is he weird? You look at him. He wears pink clothes, pink suits all the time.
Okay, I'm asking the question.
He has his own nail polish line.
I don't
line.
Look at MKG that often.
Okay.
Or whatever MGK. He is. MGK.
I heard Karina Cakes yesterday talking about this ring.
Okay.
She said that's a major red flag of his insecurities and him being possessive of her. Stay away.
Oh, okay.
This will be a doomed relationship.
Hey, you know what? You get a woman's point of view that seems to make a lot of sense.
That's a hot take.
Well, why
it's
would
an EP hot take?
Why would Megan Fox agree to put the freaking stupid ring on?
Because she loves him.
All right. Well,
I guess
when they get divorced in 2 years, she's not going to be very happy.
Right. Sad news on the EP. Gaspard Ulliel, an award-winning French actor who's starring in the new Marvel series Moon Knight, has died at the age of 37 following a skiing accident. Happened in the French Alps. He suffered a head injury on Tuesday after a collision on the slopes. Helicopter transported him to a hospital in Grenoble where he passed. So pretty sad news. 37 years old, skiing accident. Not a great way to go out. So that's some pretty tragic news coming out of Hollywood.
Jason Bishop, have you ever been skiing?
Last time I was skiing, I was probably, I'm guessing here, 10 years old.
10 years old when you were skiing.
Yeah, I'm not a ski guy.
Yeah.
I don't like the cold. I don't like the snow.
Right. It's because not really for you.
Because I know I'm going to wreck about 100 times, and it's just going to be miserable. So
right.
I'll probably never, ever go skiing again.
I'm
a beach guy.
Beach greater than mountains. I'm with you.
100%.
Totally with you. On that. All right.
Well, JP would agree with me too.
Absolutely.
I would think so.
I've been skiing less than 10 times in my life, but I felt it was fantastic. Felt like I needed to expose my children to skiing. Took them with my brother and their family. They ski a lot, and my kids didn't really love it, and I was so happy. Right. That's the kind of way I have to book
saves
another
you,
trip.
Saves you so much coin. Gotta love that. All right, when we come back, we will talk some Washington Capitals hockey. Lars Eller from the Caps joins us at 8:45. Jason LaCafora on the show at 9. Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Should be joined shortly here by our pal Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals.
I believe we have him, Cakes. And we do. Lars is presented by Dulles Motor Cars. Score your new ride from the dealership voted 2021's best in loud in Dulles Motor Cars Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference today, and remember, cars cost less in Leesburg. Congrats, Lars, on your first overtime win this year.
Yeah, thank you.
How often do you practice that? I'm wondering, like, what's the percentage of time, if any, that you as a team practice three-on-three overtime hockey?
Not very much. I think I recall us doing it at training camp a couple of times over the years, but we did, and then we actually started practicing again here in the last month in between games, just because we hadn't won one all year. So coach probably figured we needed to spend a little time on that specifically, and yeah, maybe that was what paid off last game.
So. Like, is the three, is the hockey with more open ice, is it more instinctive? Do you find it more fun? Like, do you actually run plays? Like, I'm clueless.
No, you don't. I would say you don't really run plays. I think the first year everyone was trying to figure out a little bit how to play it. So I think it tends to be either it's going to be the pace is taken out, it's going to be very slow, or it's going to be very fast, because it's either the team is going to have zone time, they're circling, they're gonna try. That's when it slows down, and then as soon as the puck is turned over, then it becomes, you know, a rush the other way, try to get an off man rush, and that's where, you know, that's when it goes from, like, it can go from very slow to very, very high paced right away on the turn when the turnovers happen. But it actually tends to be a little slower paced most of the time, because no one wants to turn over the puck. So it becomes almost like a game of don't turn over the puck, not to get a 2-on-1 or a breakaway against. So yeah, that's kind of how it's been playing out most of the time.
Hey, can we play a game with you real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Cakes, I want you to bet. How many of the NFL matchups this weekend does Lars Eller know? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 0?
Ooh. I think Lars likes the NFL. I don't think he loves the NFL particularly. I'm going to say he's going to know one of the matchups.
Jason?
I'm going to say 0.
I'm going to say 2.
All right.
Lars, can you name the NFL matchups this weekend?
So I know what teams are playing. I just don't know who are playing each other.
All right, so what teams are playing?
Okay, Tampa Bay, the Rams, Buffalo, and...
Hey, you got that matchup. You got Tampa and the
Cincinnati.
Rams.
Cincinnati's in it. Yeah, look at that. Good. Are you, one seed?
Are you rooting for any player, any team, or do you not care?
Not really. No, not. I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
All right, so let's get back to the ice, which he knows. I was actually curious as a player. You know, I look at the standings. I check them all the time. How often do you check the standings to see where you guys are at?
Not that much. I tend to look at it when we're winning. When we're losing, I don't look at it as much.
What's Boston got? You guys play the Bruins tonight. You're in Boston. What do they got?
You
got
to deal with Brad Marchand. Everybody hates him. He's such a mess.
What do they got? Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're always. I think, you know, over the years, my first couple of years here, we kind of had their number. I don't think we lost a game my first three or four years here when we were playing against them. But over the last year and a half, we've taken some more losses. So I think we got to find a way to turn that around. It's never never easy playing against them. They got a pretty sharp power play. They got a sharp penalty kill. Like, they're very good special teams. So we gotta really try to stay out of the penalty box. That hurt us a lot last game played against Boston. So yeah, their top guys are very good, no doubt about it. So it's gonna be a big challenge.
Oh yeah, Cakes. I know that name, Brad Marchand. Yeah, I can't stand that guy.
Well, neither can Lars and the rest of his teammates.
Oh, I know Lars doesn't like him. I know.
Hey, Lars, when Ovi scored in the last game, is it still like jaw-dropping for you and your teammates how he just generates so much power on that shot, you know, with the great setup from Hathaway? Do you look at that and you're like, man, I wish I could do that? I know I'm like one of the top hockey players in the world, but I just can't generate the same power.
He could have put that in, Cakes. You're disrespecting Lars. Look, open net.
I love Lars. Lars will forever have a special place in my heart for what he did during the cup run, scoring the game-winning goal. But even Lars would admit he can't blast a shot like Ovi can from that spot on the ice.
No, I don't. Nobody really can shoot the way he does. I think so. I think everybody's a little envious of that. He's just got something, you know. He's just built a different way than the rest of us, with a different talent level on top of it. So now when you see it every day, you think about it less. It just becomes the norm. But when you do, you know, you sit down here and talk about it and reflect on it, it is a special gift he has, and it's just fun to watch, and we're lucky to have him on our team.
I mean, he's like the Tom Brady. I mean, he doesn't have the overall rings, obviously, but age is not affecting him. He's leading the league in points and goals.
Yeah, no, it's crazily impressive. He seems to always find the open ice. You know, I think the other teams are, you know, really, you know, try their best effort to pay more attention, but he always finds like the areas, and the puck seems to follow him, and he scores in a lot of different ways. It is isn't only, you know, power play goals, slap shots from the top of the circle. You know, he gets rebounds, and then all of a sudden in the, you know, 2-on-1s or 3-on-2s, everybody thinks he's going to shoot, and he's going to make a lateral pass to someone backdoor open net that nobody kind of saw coming. So he just—I mean, he has an extremely high IQ, and you know, knows for the game to, you know, where to be, and the timing, positioning wise in his shot, and you know, it's. It really is special. Like, we could keep talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, we ask you about it every week. So you're not quite at the halfway point yet. Tonight will be the halfway point of the season. How are you feeling physically? Do you feel like it's been a long first half, or are you kind of where you want to be at this point after 40 games?
Like personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is the time where you start to feel a little bit of fatigue creeping in. I certainly felt a little fatigued here over the last 2 weeks. We know you went out go on a West Coast trip with a time difference, and you battled some COVID and the flu in the last month and a half before that. So I think this the break here in February is going to be welcome. Here, midway.
How many days do you have off for that break in February?
I think we have 4 or 5, okay. And then we have a kind of a 4 or 5 day practice, you know, break where we only practice later in the month because the schedule is a little odd.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, you deserve that, 100%.
All right, Lars,
Take care of your body, buddy.
Best of luck against Boston, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yep. So Cakes, they play February 2nd against Edmonton. They don't play again until the 10th. So right. They get an eight-day break.
That's nice. Probably could use it. So that was Lars Eller from your Washington Capitals, presented by Dulles Motor Cars. Score your new ride from the dealership. Voted 2021's best in Loudon Dulles Motor Cars, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference today. And remember, cars cost less in Leesburg. When we come back, we'll be joined by Jason Locke and Fora NFL Insider next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.